It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's March and the next mesh point for winter and spring sports at Chadron State College. We'll take a look over it tonight in the Chadron State Sports Journal. Big honors and big preparation for the CSC men's wrestling team. Head coach Brett Hunter and two of his top grapplers are headed to the NCAA National Tournament in Wichita, Kansas, the weekend of March 15th and 16th. Quinn Campbell was named national runner-up last season at 133 pounds, and for the second straight year, he's a regional champion after going undefeated in Pueblo. Ethan Leak was regional runner-up at 141 pounds, and he'll head to nationals, hopefully healthy, after having to stop in the regional final due to an injury. The RMAC named Eagles head coach Brett Hunter the conference's coach of the year this week. Hunter led CSC to a perfect 8-0 dual record. Campbell was named RMAC Wrestler of the Year with Leak and 285-pounder Mason Watt, claiming first-team all-conference honors. The 2024 Women's Collegiate Wrestling Championships will start Friday in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and that's where Chadron State will have four competitors on the mats. Two-time regional champ Camila Montenegro headlines the group in the 191-pound class. Ana Rojas Zamora at 123 pounds, Heaven Robles Wright at 109, and Mana Chanthasone at 101 round out the quad seeking national titles. Brackets and first-round pairings have not been announced as of tonight, but fans can follow the action on the Track Wrestling website. Basketball season has concluded for both Eagle teams with last night's exit from the RMAC men's tournament in Grand Junction. Chadron State came in as the number 8 seed, looking for the historic 8-1 upset. And early on, things were going great for the Eagles with a 21-11 lead. Mesa battled back, though, using a 12-0 run that also held CSC scoreless for more than 6 minutes to have control by halftime. And the Mavericks got a pair of 22-point nights from Trevor Baskin and Owen Kuntz to overcome CSC senior Josh Robinson's huge double-double of 30-10. The Eagle men close out their season with a 12-17 record and a first-round playoff loss for the third time in the last four seasons. Chadron State's women turned the page to the 2024-25 season last Saturday with their final game, got Black Hills State, going to the Yellow Jackets 61-41. CSC ended the year on an 8-game losing streak, but with a 6-20 mark overall, that's a 2-win improvement over last season under first-year head coach Travis Brewster. As for RMAC honors announced today in basketball, Shea Powers from the ladies' side, Josh Robinson and Bryce Latimer for the guys, earning second-team all-conference recognition. So as we leap into spring and with daylight savings time coming this weekend, the focus begins to shift to softball, spring football, women's golf, track, and field. The softball ladies are playing their second homestand of the RMAC season this weekend, and it's against the undefeated MSU Denver Roadrunners, who have toppled the opposition in all 12 conference games. The Eagle defense will get a good test against one of the RMAC's top base-stealing squads, and a Roadrunner side that scores simply a ton of runs. Returner Ashlyn Baca, though, has jumped to the top of the Chadron State offense with a .380 average, and she leads in hits and is tied at the top in runs scored. CSC starting pitchers Tori Haug and Kenzie Garner are both carrying ERAs under 3.70. So if they're on their game in the circle, it could be a much closer series than Metro expects. So far in conference play, the Eagles have series splits with Colorado School of Mines and UCCS and took one of four games down in Pueblo. You can join me for the live broadcast of Saturday's softball games on 97.5 FM, beginning shortly before noon, followed by the series opening doubleheader. Weather looks really good to get games in with sunshine this weekend. And we take it to the 18th hole to finish out tonight's report. The women's golf team is on a rest day in Arizona between tournaments to start its season. CSC finished in sixth place yesterday in the 36-hole SMSU Spring Invitational in Litchfield Park. Jordan Grosses and Kinsey Smith both finishing in the top 20 individually. And now that the Eagles has the red course out of the way, they'll play in another 36-hole event tomorrow and Friday on Wigwam Resort's Blue Course. That's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSC sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSC logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above-average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.